Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And this is our special guest, Tammy.
You good?
Tammy's here.
I'm Tammy.
Tammy,
nice to see you.
Tammy's here, and when I look at you, I can see an arm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a gorgeous arm.
Yes, it's a gorgeous arm. And I mean the mic.
Tommy, I'm so glad you're here. Courtney was supposed to be here today, but she had a really upset stomach,
to put it mildly. Yeah.
And you just recovered from an upset stomach.
Guys, hear me out. Don't eat lettuce anymore. How about that? How about everyone stop eating lettuce?
Lettuce is crazy. It can make you so sick.
You got to really, when you're eating greens, you have to really wash it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, sure. When... I'll get the pre-washed, don't worry about it ones, and those have been fine forever. But I got,
I still wash those again.
It's fine until not fine.
Until it's not. Now I'm like, guys,
don't do it.
It was a crazy time.
Don't
do
it.
You were truly dead for a couple days.
Well, yes, because the night before or the day before we filmed the Prom Line music video.
Oh yeah.
And
then
we
were out until 9:30 or something, and then I had an 8 a.m. call time the next day. So I didn't get to sleep much. So I was already so tired. Mm-hmm. And then I had a little silly lettuce. And that night it was
silly lettuce.
It was and you don't know your person's the one until they see you on the ground. Nude, just dirty.
All over the place.
Right. And it's like, oh, okay, all right, let me get you a towel. And you're like,
you're like, I don't want to throw up again. Don't make me do it.
No, and literally he's like, you need to drink water, so there's something to do.
Oh.
Anyway,
no.
I don't want to get too into the nasty for these people.
Yeah.
But alive. I'm alive now.
You're alive.
Still
you're
not
alive.
Perfect, but I am alive.
That's a good partner right there.
I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
And today we are going to be playing Slip It In.
Yes.
Yes.
For those unfamiliar, each of us is going to get five phrases that Selena wrote out 15 phrases. We're going to get five each. We're going to take turns. Two of us will step out. The other one will say to the cameras and for our audio listeners what their five phrases are. And then after that, we will then continue the podcast
slip
as
it
normal.
In.
But you're trying to slip in your five phrases. Whoever gets the most phrases slipped in without getting caught, called out, wins.
Yes. So question here for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's
teachers.
Up?
What's up?
Yeah. If you think it's a phrase, are you going to go, that's a slip in phrase? And do I immediately have to be like, yeah, you're right. You win.
Yeah. If they call you out. If it's not, you go, what?
Loser.
No. Loser.
Right.
It's just a random thing I said.
And then give it a little bit of time and then you can go, so that was I just slipped it in.
So you can, so you can admit it later.
Let us know after a little bit
so
of time.
So it's just like the game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you guys noticed
no.
that Johnny Appleseed came in here after he cut down a tree and put this table here?
Oh, they were like, we need a table and they said log.
We're going to get a TikToker to come in and split that soon.
The hot
could you
one?
Imagine sitting here?
There's
ten of there
them.
Is. There is a
well,
lot of,
course.
Of hot ones.
There's a new one every day.
Yeah. Let
what are they called?
Lumberjacks?
Hackers.
Hot wood chopper.
Could you imagine we just sit here and we have to not react while this gets chopped?
Sure.
I wouldn't do it.
It's a react video. Try not to come. And it's this buff guy chopping a log. And you're like,
oh!
Those packs are huge.
God.
Whoa.
We talk about really cool things on this channel,
I'm
very happy about it.
Yeah, this is the channel where we talk about important things.
Yeah.
Hey, nice shirt.
Thank you. It's the games one.
And hey, mine's a Springline Smosh shirt.
Springline Smosh shirt.
And mine's a shirt I got at a thrift store, and then I saw comments saying that I think it's from a dive bar on the East Coast.
What is it called?
Mr. Ducks.
Let me ask my East Coast friends and family.
Yeah.
Do you guys know,
get your East Coast WhatsApp group
together. Do you guys know Mr. Ducks?
I don't
so
know.
So funny. Oh, God. They're hilarious over here on the East Coast.
Her phone's dead.
You're really Googling it right now?
No. Yeah, I am. It's MD. What does that stand for?
It's a doctor.
MD.
That's a doctor.
Guys, what does MD stand for?
Married
Medical
divorced.
Doctor.
Maryland.
Oh.
So it's on the coast of Maryland. It's called Mr. Ducks, lively seasonal bar and grill on the water.
Woo! Oh, it's lively.
Shout out
lively.
To them.
Well, I'm representing them and I've never been there.
You should have gotten this shirt. It just says local boy with an American flag.
Wait,
oh, that's
really
me. Cute.
I'm not even kidding. That's you.
That's very cute.
That's me. Local boy.
The American
okay.
flag.
Yeah, it kind of fucks it up.
Yeah.
So,
a little
because it's like,
bit.
We know you're, yeah.
A little bit.
You're not that local.
Yeah.
Local to the biggest place?
The biggest place in the world.
To being here. Well, should we get our five phrases?
Let's get our five phrases out
so I can start slipping it in.
Amanda, we'll start with you. So Tommy and I will step out.
Get out of here. Mind the log. Do you need help getting up?
Why, and why would you say that?
Nothing. And no reason. Here are my five phrases that I have to slip in. And I'm going to do it in this voice. First, we should get Vanessa Lachey on the show. I would never say that. James, shut the door. Two, I would never let you babysit Cole. That is awful. Because honestly, I would let either of those dudes babysit Cole. What does it say about me? Three, oops, I just farted and it was nasty. That one's so good. And you know what? I'm not even going to claim that it's a slipping in. Four, I love when you do an impression of me. This one I can do. This one's pretty good. Five, I have to say this three times. You're so corny. You're so corny. You're so corny. Three, it must be three times or it's not a slip it in. Selena, these are brilliant. These are so good. Okay, let's see if I can do it. Next up, Tommy.
Hi, everybody. My five sentences. First one is, I think I'm done making music. That'll hit. I've got, I might want to move back to Florida. Scary. Can I be Cole's grandfather? Very cute. Sorry, can I say grandfather? Can I age? Can I be Cole's godfather? Then I have, I'd love to get cast on a reality TV show. And I'd shave my head before I have to go back to being a brunette. Ooh. These are very intense, so we'll see if they believe me at all.
These are my phrases. I'm the greatest of all time. Can I teach Cole how to do a Boston accent? I measured myself this morning. I'm trying to finally read the Bible. I could play center. Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay.
All right, so now we continue. Now, Tommy, something we really did want to talk about is it's been out for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
It's our first time to really talk about Promline.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's super exciting. It's
pretty lugubrious.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was really, really cool. Basically, it was just like, hey, we want to do a music video. And I was like, oh, I don't know about that. And then they were like, no, we want to. And I was like, okay, then let's do it. And so we did it. And I came up with a pitch deck. I gave them a pitch deck. They sent that off to a cool director and his DP. And then, like, we walk in. And I'm like, oh, all the stuff that I kind of asked for is here. This is really cool. And we kind of, you know, found a new version on the day there on set. It was really, really fun.
It was so much fun. I felt it was so cool because the director was really, really chill and we got to be a part of all the shots. Like they would do it and then we would all watch it together.
Yes. It was so fun to like watch playback over and over.
Yeah.
It looked incredible.
Yeah.
Promline is from Summer Games.
From last year's Summer Games Promposal.
Yeah. So good.
I think it'll be like a true year since that aired that this will air.
But you produced this song like months ago, you came up with this version of the song, the recording track of it.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like I made like a goofy little silly version.
Yeah.
That you all heard, and then. A few months after that, maybe like 4 months after that, Gabe reached out. I don't know if I can use his name. Reached out and was like, I want to make this real. And we were like, LOL, okay, let's do it. And so we had his producer, Mateus, make a very, very cool, realized, mega version of it.
So good.
And then we've been sitting on that for a while, trying to figure out what are we going to do with this, when are we going to release it. And then now we're here, and it's really, really
it's
cool.
It's so, so sick. Yeah.
I loved being a part of it because it was just like, I never get to play, like, what would you call me? I'm not a robot.
Kind of a robot.
I'm kind of a robot. Yeah, I'm kind of like a Sims character.
Yeah, exactly. You're like a blank Sims person.
So, so fun.
It was very fun. You being very blank.
I was very blank.
It was great.
And the world was very imagined. It was like pink and like 90s and is it a Mac computer?
The Mac computer, the iMac, worked, by the way. It turned on.
Incredible.
Heartbreaking to bash it with the bat.
Not
anymore.
Yeah, watching Angela just get out so all cool. of her rage was excellent.
Can I ask, do we know if another project is also out by this time?
Yeah.
Or coming in?
I don't know if that's out yet.
Oh, okay.
Because I think there's a... Because we filmed that and we still have to film the rest of that as we're recording now.
Right.
Well, we won't talk
about
that.
You're so right. Well, hey, cool things are on the way.
Yes.
That's ew, slip it in. That was such a slip it in.
It's not a slip it in.
Not a cool things on the way, slip it in?
Sorry, I was genuinely saying cool
things.
The way
he said it.
It was too.
I said a little Tucker Carlson.
Cool things
it was a little,
are on the way.
Cool things are on the way.
Puppies.
What is going on? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
He was so good with that.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But now that I've kind of, I don't know, I feel like I did what I wanted to do with this, and I feel like I'm like maybe done making music now.
Forever?
Whoa. Yeah, I feel like I'm like done making music. It
no,
might be kind
no,
of,
the world is going to be so sad.
Okay.
And I might be kind of complete with it, you know?
No.
It's like you have an idea, you realize it, and then you're like, you're solid. So I might be done. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I might be done making music.
I'm having a heart. That's just something Tommy would never say.
Really? Really?
Really?
Really?
What are you doing?
I'm slipping it in.
God. Wait, does that count as us calling it out? Or
yes.
Or?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
you got
we
me.
I was like, woo! You're done you doing me. Music,
dude. Fuck yeah.
Like, no.
You're so
no. I
corny.
Just signed on to do music here a lot.
You are so corny.
Got you.
Oh. You are
nice.
So...
I was like, how am I gonna get to this sentence?
You are so corny.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You went for it pretty quickly,
so
and I respect it.
You are so corny.
Why are you repeating this back to me?
You are so corny? Is that something you would say?
You trying to compound this?
Are you trying
this?
To compound
trying
slip
to piggyback
it in?
On
if
this?
You,
to
slip if you guess, in? If you guess that it's slip it in and you're wrong, something bad's going to happen to you when you leave those doors.
Yeah.
They've got Nickelodeon slime out there. I'm going to bet that's a slip it in. You're so corny.
It is.
Whoa!
That sucks because I wish I saved it. Once I said it, I went, well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
I had to say it three times.
And that I think that is why I was able to pick it because you went, you're so corny.
Selena,
so corny.
You're so corny. You're so corny. I never say corny.
And that's 100% why I
my dad says tough. Corny and then he also says hairy. It's getting hairy up here.
Oh, it's getting hairy out here.
Yeah.
You like ever peculiar? Heard that? Like troublesome?
Like, oof. Like, if you're going high up in a mountain, it's getting hairy up here. Like,
yeah, that seems normal.
Like, whoa-oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Was that also a slip it in?
No.
Okay.
No.
That was just a dad fact.
You're doing, like, a thing where it's, like, a quote. And
I'm doing a thing.
Smart. Yeah, that's fine. This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by ZocDoc. Do you remember when you used to have to call to schedule a doctor's appointment?
It was the worst. During the week, I'd think, oh, I need to schedule my primary care appointment, but I'm so busy, so I forget. Then Saturday comes around, and I'd remember then, but by that time, it's the weekend, and my brain is off.
Same. That's why I love the ZocDoc app. When I'm laying in bed and all those thoughts come rushing in, I always think like, oh, I should schedule that. And the ZocDoc app lets me do that right then and there.
Oh, I love that you can see actual appointment openings and click to instantly book a visit.
Exactly.
ZocDoc lets you search and compare local in-network doctors. They have more than 150,000 providers within 200-plus specialties across all 50 states.
I was literally the worst at scheduling doctor's appointments until I downloaded ZocDoc, and now I've been on top of it. For a while.
Yeah, you have.
I feel good.
Good job. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show.
Yeah.
See, now I'm paranoid. This makes a paranoid episode.
Well, sure. Well, for sure it does.
Well,
of course it does. But we just need to relax. We have 50 minutes of just talking.
Oh,
you don't
no.
know that. You don't know how much time we have in this world.
We can talk about whatever we want. We shouldn't get bogged
Fine.
Down by the game. Not like the last time we played You Laugh, You Leave, where it's like, hey, let's remember we can have a conversation.
Fine.
Right.
And not say a dirty joke every 5 minutes.
You do an impression of me.
Do an impression of her.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I want to see
my
this.
Impression.
Because no one actually really does impressions of me. I feel like I do impressions
oh.
of you all the time.
Oh, it's got that act. Oh, what's his name? Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I love when you do an impression of me because you You already start off like this. You're well, already like,
you're
it's
like, let
very
me get, Amanda Pose.
You already start off like this.
Let's get a little loose. Let me get
Amanda,
a little excited.
It's Amanda Pose.
Do an impression of me.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, I'm Amanda. I'm 6 foot. I could play center.
I could.
Damn.
I can't play basketball.
Damn.
Also, I slipped it in.
What? What did you slip in?
I love when you do an impression of me. You. And that's how you slam dunk.
I should have called it because
center.
You said nobody.
You can't play basketball.
You said nobody does an impression of me, and then you said, "I love when you do an impression of me." I should have clocked that.
But you didn't because you were so into your impression.
Yeah, whatever. Because I slipped it in too.
So into the shimmy. What
center?
Yeah,
what
I
was
could
it?
Play center. That was the phrase.
But you. Oh, but you made it about me.
I was doing an impression of you saying I could play center.
Look
it
at
counts.
Two geniuses
it
against
still counts,
each other.
Yes.
Okay, this will be really challenging with all, with all
get,
of my
like,
with all get, of my I statements. This will be rather
well,
challenging.
Well, he put it in an impression. So I guess
yeah.
we have to keep
Mine
doing
was
impressions.
I could play center, and I
oh,
did that.
Okay,
I,
someone asked me to do an impression.
Tommy, okay, fine, yeah. Tommy.
We're going to get halfway through the podcast, we're going to have burned through all the phrases.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Tommy, do it.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, no,
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 no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no, no, come back.
No, 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 no,
oh, she's gone.
What is your favorite part about doing a music video? I don't mean the filming of it. I mean all of it. What is your favorite part?
Well, this is my first music video, so...
So yeah.
So
give,
tell
so
me my
so
your favorite
a,
part.
So give me a damn break.
So tell me a favorite part.
What's up?
Nothing.
Nope. What?
I said give him a damn break. That's not.
That is a Shane thing.
Okay.
Well, I say that.
Give me a damn break. Yeah. What was the question?
What's your favorite thing about doing a music video? Anytime. It could be writing the song, recording the song.
Oh my God, writing the song is the most fun part. I think.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. 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 Like the. Producing it, like, even though I didn't make like the big cool crazy version, like I, you know, it's still my melody and like the bass line's the same, you know, it's like there's that kind of stuff. Definitely the writing it was
okay.
It was really
so you can't look down at your phone at your slip it in.
Yeah, of course I can.
Conversation.
I'm just checking my messages.
Writing it was really George Washington is my spirit animal.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, no, it was really, really fun. Lots to do. Lots to do. But it was a blast.
He said lots to do twice.
I was,
and it made no sense.
I was really glad I got to go be like an extra in it. And that was really fun.
Okay, that lots to do is a slip it in 1,000%.
No.
Twice.
No, I just wanted to spook ya.
You gotcha. Spooked me, you gotcha. Naughty bitch.
I gotcha.
I didn't like that.
I will say the part that was really fun, like I was like trying to basically with this music video, I didn't want it to be like a Tommy's dancing and singing to the camera thing.
Right.
Just because it didn't compute with what I wanted to do with this.
Yeah.
But they do need that for coverage. So there were shots at the end of the day after I sweated my forehead's a different color than the rest of my body.
His forehead was white.
Because I couldn't stop sweating and I am pasty right now. And so it was just and I had bronzer on because I wanted to be tan like last year.
Yeah.
And so I just had a pale forehead and a tan. I looked sick.
You looked at us and you were like, did the bronzer wipe off? And we were like, yes.
You're like, yes,
yes
it did.
Your forehead is white.
Yes. Yep.
It did.
As of right now, I just saw a cut of it, and I was able to give some notes. I just have a few left I want to give. But the dancing, when you don't have choreography, and they go, I want you to dance for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You make some stuff up.
Yeah,
and
that's tough.
Boy, does it look odd. I was watching it, and I was like, so I am cringing myself out at this right now.
Great.
Right. But my friend told me, she was like, but you're committing your ass off to it, so I mean, it kind of works because you're like
your only option.
You're like giving it your all at least. And I was like, yeah, but like when I'm like,
yeah, but
it's like kind of
it
a lane.
It
was a lane
cool.
from Seinfeld vibes.
So I watched it and I was like, it was really, really good though because it felt like you perfectly matched like a 2000s music video where they were like trying to be cool and then like entering frame being like, huh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
And meanwhile, the rest of us are at a prom.
Right.
And we were asked to dance too. And I'm trying to figure that out myself. Yeah. And it's you're just dancing for kind of like an hour straight.
Yeah, we were all dancing for an hour straight while he blasted the song as loud as possible. It was awesome.
I guess it was better that I was kind of a robot because I didn't need to conform to any of that.
So as of now, because I have not seen the music video as of recording this.
Yes,
yeah, right. Still being compiled.
Yeah.
What was the story of, because it's you and Angela.
Right. So the initial, I'll kind of talk about the pitch as opposed to the music video, because right now there's some stuff up in the air.
Sure.
But it was supposed to be, because I was like, okay, if you don't watch Smosh and you come across this, you're like, so what the fuck is this?
Sure.
Prom line? And so I wanted to like reset the like, okay, it's 2005 or some, you know, not right now. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to be too obvious what I didn't want it to be a period piece. And it's prom. And so I wanted Angela to be like, oh man, I want a date for lesbian prom. And so I wanted her to Google like how to get a date for prom parentheses lesbian. And then the result would come up, or rather Ask Jeeves would be better. And then the result comes up and then it's like, get a date for prom now parentheses lesbian. She clicks on it. It downloads a virus. It opens. It's me. Oh. I pop out. I slap the computer, it starts up, it boots up a character creator. Amanda pops up as like a blank person. We customize her. I make her stupid. she pops out and she's like a simple like Sims like soulless
thing. I'm a simple
thing.
Girl.
Yeah, uh-huh. little soulless. They go to a dress shop. The guy at the dress shop is like, "Oh, let me, you know, hello." And I don't go with them. I like send them on their way. And then when they get the dress, the guy turn. It was supposed to be, oh my God, Amanda gets the dress. We got to go. It's prom. They leave. And then the dress store guy watches them leave and then turns into me. And then you go, wait, what? Why did he turn into him? And then they show up at the prom. And then everyone's dancing at the prom. And then people are starting to glitch out. I wanted two Amandas. I wanted blank Amanda to come in and then the other Amanda to be there and be like, is that supposed to be me?
Nah,
like, is that fucking me?
I love that.
And then people start like glitching a little bit and then the two go to kiss and then Amanda turns into me. And then Angela's like, ah! And then everyone else, I wanted a Sinners type shot where they move through the dance and then people start turning into me
so good.
As it goes. And then I wanted Angela to be like backing up against the wall while there's like 40 of me. And then she leaves and then she comes home and she bashes the computer. We got a lot of that stuff in, but we're definitely unable to do any of the cool shots where there's a bunch of me.
Sure.
So we kind of had two people turn into me and then like one final like, oh, like he's going to get me kind of shot. So it's like we lost a little bit of what I was going for with our restraints.
Sure.
But I'm trying my best right now to like kind of sprinkle in some other stuff.
But in your pitch, it's kind of like Angela thinks the prom is happening with this me.
Well, but no, a prom is happening.
A prom is happening, but it's not with me.
Well, the initial idea was she sees you in a yearbook and she draws a heart around you and then makes you
me.
On the computer.
But it's actually the virus.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the prom is happening, but it's actually the virus.
Right. Or the virus is like taking over the
world.
Oh, and then at the end, the mom comes in and it's me.
Yeah.
Which we need to get that VO today.
Oh.
Let's do it. Done.
Great. So anyway, that's what it was.
That's incredible.
And do you think I slipped anything in?
You probably did.
Oh,
and
my
honestly,
God.
Masterful.
I was focused on something else.
Yeah, sorry that we're good friends and we're
what
good listeners.
What would you slip in?
I don't know. What do you think?
I have no idea.
Wait.
Selena made it easy on you and she gave
no,
you a lesbian
no.
prom. Oh, what if that was the slip it in? What if it was, what if Selena said, hey, slurp loudly?
I did not slip anything in.
Very
I was
going
to say, I don't think you did because everything you said sounded like something
I just
wanted
to send you into space.
A lot of work. We have a lot of work to do. I hate that you said that.
Saying it 15 times.
We have a lot of work to do.
Lots to do. There's lots to do.
Lots to do.
Guys, lots to do here.
I think it's so cool because I remember before that Summer Games last year, Courtney wrote her whole song as well. Like, I'm very impressed by people who write music who have like that come to their head, because I don't. Like, I'm just not. I'm not a musically inclined person, but we have so many on our cast. I'm always just very impressed by it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fucking tearing up my heart. Like, it's literally, I truly just went, okay, I've got 2 days to come up with a promposal where I'm a hacker. It's 2005.
So good.
It's a promposal. I was like, I don't know. And so I was like, okay, prom line.
So good. And we were talking that we were NSYNC honeys and not Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
Well, I liked Backstreet Boys, but NSYNC was my number one. And I think people a little bit older than me were like, Backstreet Boys is the
yes,
shit.
Yes, my older cousin loved Backstreet Boys. Yeah. She was like 4 or 5 years older than me.
Because they were the OG, right? Weren't they just like a year or two before NSYNC?
New Kids on the Block, I feel like, were the OG.
Well, but New Kids on the Block was way earlier, but Backstreet Boys.
New Kids on the Block was like OG? Super bonkers bananas cool guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You can't make direct eye contact with a smirk after you say it.
There's no way it could have been the New Kids on the Block line because I brought that up.
No, but he's saying Super Bonkers Bananas Boys.
Not a slip it in.
I'm going to say not a slip it in.
Oh.
It's not.
Yeah. You're dumb.
That's something you would
the
say.
The things I have to say today, I must get you confused.
He
first.
Has to prime us.
I have to prime you.
Meanwhile, I could play center.
Yeah.
Like, that was an easy one for me.
Yeah.
You know? On that note, I've been saying bonkers a lot for
bonkers
a while.
Is good.
Why?
Bonkers is a great word.
Bonkers.
I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Okay. That's fine. It's mine.
Bonkers?
You don't have to say it.
I think bonkers is cringy.
I'm allowed to.
I think anyone that goes, huh, that's bonkers. I'm like, ugh.
What are you talking about?
Cringy.
Cringe
oh, so you've
city.
Been cringing at cringy? Me this entire time?
Yeah.
Do you use the word cringe?
You
sometimes.
Don't use the word. You,
it's not a slipping
you
in.
You use it as a verb.
It's not a slipping in?
It's like some...
You
bonkers
say like,
is something
oh, you'll
like...
say I cringe at that.
Like Nick and Vanessa Lachey would say or something. Like, okay, this reunion is bonkers,
no,
right,
they
Nick?
Wouldn't.
Yeah, they would.
They would not.
We should have Vanessa Lachey on the show so she can say it.
We okay, really, I really am genuinely down to have her on.
We would have to...
No.
We need to get like a... a metal detector for Amanda to walk through before we have
no, I won't. I won't hurt her with that. I'd hurt her with my bare fists.
Okay.
All right.
So no, I'm not gonna hurt her violently, but we should have Vanessa Lachey on the show so that we could just clear the air.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, this is like when you're at a dinner and there's a really big bouquet and I'm like,
these arms.
You know what? I've never just looked at this one eye of yours, and it's really awesome.
Hey.
By the way, I slipped it in, so.
What?
Is Vanessa Lachey part of your slip it in?
Yes, bitches.
Oh.
What did you
it
get?
It was. We should get Vanessa Lachey on the show.
Okay.
I didn't create it, guys.
No.
Selena did.
It's
what's
good.
So funny
it's
is
good.
Yours are like things you would say, right? So your slips it ins are things you would say.
You're so corny, you're so corny, you're so corny.
Lots to do.
Lots to do.
Lots to do.
Lots to do.
Yours are, yeah, mine are all roasts on mine. It's like I could play, like Selena wrote, I could play center because she knew that'd be funny coming out of my mouth.
But yet you used an impression
I used it for you because it makes
brilliant.
More sense. Yeah, it was the only way I was going to, because if I said I could play center,
but
you
for
guys
real,
would be like, shut up, dumbass.
I would never say that. But for
you
real.
You literally called me a dumbass.
Yes, but that was when I meant it. Like, now I don't feel that you're a dumbass
right.
today.
Right you're not now. Giving dumbass today.
No, you're not.
I'm feeling pretty smart today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. good.
That's bonkers.
That's bonkers.
But I really mean it. I would love Vanessa Lachey on the show just to, like, see what would happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And that's Love is Blind, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, besides Love
that's show- Nick Lachey, 98 Degrees.
Which nobody listened to 98 Degrees.
I listened to 2 songs of theirs.
That's maybe
but
all
it wasn't
they
had. My it was not
what
my favorite.
Have we had
this
an American
No, this I promise you is NSYNC. That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Do.
Couldn't tell you what that
couldn't
is.
Couldn't tell you. They didn't really have a lot of great songs, but I did watch him and Jessica Simpson
well,
their
sure.
reality show.
Sure.
Tuna's
what was the
Chicken
reality
the
show?
The Newlyweds.
The Newlyweds.
That was Chicken of the Sea.
Do you remember that? And she
no.
she consistently like farted a lot, and he'd be like, "Well, Jessica."
Yeah. No, it was like
that's awesome.
The talk of the entire year was when she had the chicken of the sea, and she's like, "Is it chicken or is it fish?"
That was a
and
big
viral
thing.
She was genuinely blown away, and that was like all people talked about for like a year.
That was all they had.
I brought it up a lot, but like I think back on how a thing would happen on television back in like 2006,
and it'd be the
and
only
that
thing.
Would be like that's be what we talk thing. About.
Well, there
that
was so
year.
Less media.
There's
back
so
then.
Much.
There
less.
Was so less media, and also like then everyone was in on it.
Yeah. Like I'm so sad that we record this show, and if it's like coming out in a few weeks, it's like, oh, like I'm watching Love Island. I can't really talk about it because by the time this airs,
it'll be so
it'll
over.
Be like that's we're on to like a million new things. Yep.
So now we have just Jessica Simpson being like, oops, I just farted and it was nasty. And Nick Lachey is just like
what if Selena for one of your slip it ins was oops, I just farted and it's nasty.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. Because I go, it is. Oops, I just farted.
Did Jessica Simpson
and
actually,
it was nasty.
Did Jessica Simpson actually fart on the show?
She would literally poop, and Nick would be like,
oh
Jessica,
my God.
Jesus. What? That was like a big thing. She'd be like, you love my stinky butt, don't you?
Oh my God.
I'm not
God.
Even making that up. That was like a thing.
God.
What?
Like, you love my stinky
what is this reality
smelly
show?
Butt.
It
That's
was just
crazy.
Them being newly married and
I don't know.
Having a reality show.
But if
show.
I said, as me, oops, I just farted and it was nasty, would you guys believe it?
If you did it with a little voice, kind of like you did, like I believe it.
You're
but like,
you're a mom now. I feel like you get used to
I don't
to, like,
think you're a mom now.
So my
shit your pants.
Just open now.
No,
that I'm a mom?
No. I just mean like I just feel like parents get used to like you know you're dealing with shit all the time. Yeah. So like you're desensitized to it.
I will say Cole now does like kind of monster farts.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, he does, and they're like, and
that's
I'm like,
awesome.
Oh, Mr.
And I go,
boy.
Did you just fart? And he goes. I know.
Can I be his godfather? Can I be Cole's godfather?
I would never let you babysit Cole.
Okay.
That's too bad. That's too
wow,
bad.
Wow, damn. That I'd, actually, I'd, whoa. Wait, no, that's a slip it in.
That's a slip it in.
Yeah.
What you just said?
Yeah, I would of course let you babysit
How
Cole.
How many do you
that
have
That was also
left?
A slip it in.
See, Selena wrote that, and I go, that's so sad. I actually would totally let you or Tommy babysit Cole, 100%.
Okay. It'll happen sometime.
So
I'd
wait,
love to.
You don't want to be his godfather.
I will be. I would be. I would be, and I will be. But that is a... but
so we're using Cole to slip it in.
That's right. Real quick, I'd like to get back to the topic of reality TV shows. This pillow is hollow. I don't know if guests have talked about this yet.
They have not.
So this is our like knit
they haven't shoved
pillow.
Their fingers in there like you.
So I need, to put my full fist in. I need to put my full fist in this pillow. No, but like.
Oh yeah.
It's
well,
like
I mean,
hollow.
It's just knit. It's just like a knit.
I think the pillow does not enjoy
situation.
That you are doing that.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah. Pretty cool.
It's just like a mom. You can just get right in there.
What?
Jesus Christ.
I know that's, that I know is that's, a I know that's, I know that's not slip it in because Selena could not write something that demented. Selena has a conscience.
You are bankers.
Okay, how about this,
you are
guys?
Bankers.
Guys, okay, so this is for our visual. This is
yeah,
for our
so
visual.
If you're listening, just,
if
you know what,
listening.
Tune okay. out for a little
Take
bit.
A second.
Eyes on the pillow. All eyes on the pillow. Ready?
Oh fuck!
Okay, back rooms as a pillow.
If you're listening, just imagine the grossest shit you've ever seen.
Yeah, forever.
That's what that is.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Fabletics. The sun's out, the weather's perfect. It's time for summer.
Morning walks, coffee with friends, beach days.
You know what that means? New summer fits.
You're a VIP with Fabletics, right?
Obviously. Fabletics offers affordable activewear for men and women. When I signed up, I got 70 to 80% off everything. Shorts, tanks, matching sets, loungewear, yoga pants, sports bras. They seriously have everything.
Fabletics makes it so easy to go from a day of running around doing stuff to working out. And I look really good in these outfits. Like, really good.
Yeah. I love my matching purple set, and I love that I can mix and match pieces together, so I never get bored. Fabletics pieces feel like premium activewear, but without the price tag.
Yeah, we are going to look so good this summer.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to look so good this summer. Shop now at Fabletics.com/Smoshmouth to get 70 to 80% off everything when you sign up as a new VIP. Take a quick style quiz and be sure to select Smoshmouth when prompted to unlock this offer. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Again, that's Fabletics.com/Smoshmouth for 70 to 80% off everything as a new VIP. Now back to the show.
Me too, right?
What?
I'm going to look good too this summer, right?
Yeah. Hey, you believe it? We'll believe it.
Amanda, how many phrases do you have left?
I thought you were going to say, how many times does Cole fart a day? And I was going to say a lot.
You're burning through them.
Yeah, you're burning.
I love to twerk.
Come on.
Listen, Selena just slacked that, and I thought, she goes, you're done, but this one's extra.
How much time? How long have you been recording for?
It's been 35 minutes.
Well, get this.
We're literally halfway through and you're out of your phrases.
When That's I played Slip It In, I get overwhelmed that I have them. So the whole time I would literally be like, when chimes on Etsy? I would just say them all the time.
Well, sure.
So I'm done.
All right, you're done.
Okay, you're done.
I can be free.
Congrats.
I don't care.
Now,
you can just have a conversation.
Okay.
And I was having a conversation.
Genuinely, it'd be fun to babysit Cole.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? Would you be scared?
No.
I've babysat a young boy before.
So as long as I tell you what to do.
Oh, totally.
And you're like, but I have no issues if you're like, hey, this happened. What do I do? I think you would be great.
I'm extremely paranoid when it comes to like kids and stuff. I'm like, I don't want to.
I've seen you hold him and play with him. You'd be absolutely fine, and you too.
Cool.
But he was so little.
I know he was little Mister.
Little. Now he's big Mister that climbs all over you.
Yes, I actually would like to come over this weekend.
Would love that. I would love that.
Yeah. I mean, can I teach him karate?
Of course.
Cool.
Yes, please.
What?
What's up?
You want to teach him karate?
Can I teach him karate? That's a reasonable ask.
That's such a slip it in. It's crazy.
Not a slip it in is what's funny.
Is it?
It's not a slip it in.
So you can't lie.
So you can't lie.
It's not a slip it in.
The rule is you can't lie.
Selena, is it a slip it in?
Nope.
Fine.
It's not a slip it in. I was asking genuinely,
can I
teach him karate?
Kia. Yes, you can teach him karate.
Okay, great.
Kia. Oh, do you know about the Kia Asylum? The Kia Asylum.
No.
Can I teach you about the Kia Asylum?
What is that?
The internet lore of the Kia Asylum?
No, what is that? It's like when people buy a Kia?
So when a pops... This is great. I'm glad I finally get to introduce you to something.
Yay! Amanda doesn't know.
Okay. So the Kia Asylum is a not real thing. It's an idea of like... If you're like a female pop star artist... And you're not quite hitting popularity, and you're kind of in this like Charlie XCX was in the Kia Asylum for a long time.
Does she know that she's in it?
The girls usually know they're in the Kia Asylum, and she got out of the Kia Asylum with Brat, but now she's trying new experimental stuff as she used to do, and so she's going back in to the Kia Asylum.
So
the Kia Asylum is called the Kia Asylum because of Kia, the singer of Is it not My Neck, My Back? I think that's Kia.
My neck.
Oh.
It might be. Yes, it is. But her name is pronounced Kaya, which is perfect because you're so unpopular that they don't know how to pronounce your name. This is the internet. I'm not being rude. This is the internet.
This is what the internet says.
So the Kia Asylum is like a place where you as a either upcoming or like trying for a long time pop star live until you hit some kind of mainstream thing.
I
just wanted to explain
that's
it since
kind
you
of
said Kia.
That's kind of incredible in a really bad way.
Yes,
but also like, who else is in there?
Well, probably tons of people.
Zara Larsson was for a while.
Well, what's her name? White, she always raps. I hate that.
Iggy Azalea?
This. Yes.
No, Iggy Azalea's shipped away.
She's been shipped in a container somewhere else.
Yeah, and you know the Tia Mox. I'm gonna go up the Tia Mox.
What about
poop poop pop pop? You know that?
Oh, it's
you know about that?
I was listening to it recently. And
no, what is it?
It's so good.
Who is it?
It's
Iggy Azalea.
She's at a live event. She starts freestyling and she does that, and it's like, all right,
we'll go down to the runaway train. Poop, poop, pop, poop, pop, pop. Poop, poop, pop, pop. She's talking so fast and so loud that there aren't words anymore.
Oh, I love it.
And because if you're at the concert, you're just like, yeah. Poop, so the poop, audience pat, is like, pat. Woo. But if you listen to it, it's just like, excuse me?
Do you think as she was doing that, she was like, I'm the greatest of all time?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Like yes. The confidence that she 100%. Does as she's going like, tire marks, tire marks. Yeah. And look, it's kind of catchy.
Is she saying tire marks?
Tire marks. I think tire that's... marks, tire marks. How good about the biomarks? But cut on the my train.
Pap smear. Pap smear.
Ollie knows something about this and says that she wasn't actually trying to freestyle. She was trying to rap a Kendrick Lamar song and failing.
Oh,
that's even worse.
I can't even recognize it because of
no
that.
One can.
I wow. slipped it in, by the way.
God damn.
With what? Iggy Azalea?
I'm the greatest of all time.
Why would you get that phrase?
No, seriously? Selena's were just like, I could play center. I'm the greatest of all time. I was like,
and mine's like,
I have to say things that nobody's going to believe?
Mine's like, I fart and it's nasty.
Yeah. No, mine are all like really positive things about myself.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Which Selena obviously took as, this will be really sweet. Hard for you to say to anyone to leave.
Yeah.
Kia Asylum. Wow. Yeah. I am now introduced that? To a whole new world and I want to look it up.
I thought it was going to be that they are like, their songs are used in Kia commercials.
Oh yeah,
like
no.
That's
no,
where they're stuck.
Could you imagine?
There
my
are
neck,
what I can't
my back in a Kia commercial.
What I can't unhear is whenever people talk about like, oh, this music sounds like Target commercial music.
Yeah,
or like Old Navy commercial music, yeah. And I'm like, oh, damn. So when I hear songs, I'm like,
yeah, that does.
This
suck.
This is that, which I sometimes really like.
Yeah,
but you know, you know who I'm coming around to, and I was kind of like not sure.
Okay.
But now lately, I'm like, this music rocks is Pink Panthers.
Oh. Like
that.
That's my Pink Panthers.
She's this British pop star, and it's just like, I don't know, it's got like a vibe to it. And at first I was kind of like, nah, I'm not into it. But that she has this new music video, well, by the time this airs, not that new, that Girl Like Me. And it's like very like 2005
yes, no,
vibes.
She's
loved. And for some reason it clicked. And I was just like, you know what? I dig her vibe now.
100%.
I'm in. And also she's got that red carpet interview where someone comes up to her and they're like, you're looking incredible tonight. She just goes, bah.
Yep. Yeah. It's so good.
I say that all the time.
I love that.
Bah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think I probably know one of her songs. She sounds familiar. But we can't sing it here.
Yeah. I know.
The vibe is like, I'm sitting on the bus. I'm a 14-year-old girl with my Tamagotchi. And yeah. I'm bopping my head with my...
Oh, you know, hell over, yeah.
Accurate.
You know?
Accurate.
It's like a cool vibe. But you're like,
I love
yeah.
That.
Yeah,
popular
whatever.
Girl. But like back
I
in the day.
I love that.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, I'd love to talk about reality TV shows a little bit.
I'm
yeah,
so down.
Yeah, I'm down. I'd love to talk about reality TV. I don't watch a ton of it. I'm only watching Love Island as of right now.
Okay.
By the time this airs, that'll have been going for weeks. Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe it's gotten insane. Maybe it's gotten
right.
Not. I love having one reality show that I watch where I'm like, I'm not thinking.
And it's just this.
I'm
yes.
just, because otherwise I, you know, the show's
Love
I'm
Island
watching.
Just, I feel like I get trapped. Like, it feels never ending and
well,
never
sure.
ending.
Yeah, it can be
it's
rough. Unless if it's really, really messy, then I'm in. But, okay. If you were to be cast in a reality TV show, obviously we can't do the love ones. What reality TV show would you like to be cast in? Because I'd love to be cast in a
Traitors.
Reality TV show. I think that'd be really
Traitors.
Fun.
Traitors.
Traitors would be fun for me too, yeah.
Who?
What yeah. else? What's the other?
I love thinking about who on the cast would do best at what reality shows.
Yeah, because I wouldn't be good at Survivor. I slipped it in.
Fuck!
I'd love to be cast in a reality TV show.
Yeah, I was
okay,
like,
I mean,
why did I go down that road?
Would I really?
I literally was like, wow, Tommy really wants to talk about reality
This isn't
TV
fair
shows.
Because as a host of a podcast.
How else would I say
it?
That
how else would I say it?
Honestly, you might be okay at Survivor.
No. So there's the part that you forget is that you have to do physical things.
There are plenty of people who can't do physical things.
My heart's the size of an acorn. I cannot.
Honey, that is not true. Well,
I think you'd do pretty well at Traders.
I think I do okay at Traders.
I think you would. I think you would struggle if you were like telling so many lies every single day. I think that would be hard.
You like? Well, there's two layers to the question because there's right. Would you be good on Traders as and specifically a trader or a faithful?
Down.
Which would you be good at? And I don't know. I think I'd. I'm honestly not sure.
Because
once you get in and you're in the production and it's so drawn out and it's going days and you're meeting all these people.
Shane?
I think it'd be fun to be a traitor. See, I'm always pissed when I'm watching traitors when people get so like, I can't believe you do this to me. I'm like, you guys all signed up for this game.
You're
like, it's so much fun. Yeah. Like, I would get heated, but I also like love it. And I would love to be a traitor and then get caught at eventually, like later on, because you get to give that speech.
Oh, the speech is
and,
so
and
good.
Nobody yes. did it better than like Boston Rob, where it's just like you can tell that he's in it for the love of the game. To be like, guys, I've told you from the beginning that I was a faithful, and all I can say is I was lying.
And everyone's
you
just
got
like,
me.
Whoa.
I'm a traitor to the end. And
I
just
loved
like,
Bob the Drag Queen's one. It's like, I swear to God that I am not a traitor. And then at the end being like, but I don't believe in God, so. And
then
like,
Bob like, the Drag Queen and Boston Rob both understood that they're like, we are here to entertain people.
Yes.
But
and
some,
they crushed that.
Some people, man, they go, they're like, it's just crazy that you guys all came for me. And I, like I said from the beginning, I'm a faithful. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Go now.
Go now.
Do you want to keep the pillow?
I'll be keeping this pillow.
Okay, great.
have a feel. It's so very clearly hollow that you simply must get in there. Okay, so that's not what I meant by have a feel, but is it not incredible?
Okay.
What time is it?
What time is it? It's 5 o'clock time and I'm gonna go crazy. This is my music video.
It's 5 o'clock time and I'm gonna go crazy.
Did you get an extra slip it in are you just saying insane shit now?
It starts off at Smosh Mouth and I'm like, that's so crazy. Man, I wish I knew what time, I wish I could have a drink. It's 5 o'clock somewhere and I wish I could have a drink. And it's like, boom, boom, boom.
Okay, next music video. Next music video. It's 5 o'clock time and...
He put a ring on it, yeah?
Oh, boy.
The Pottery Barn version of Mega Man. Not a slip it in, by the way. That just
yeah, none of that was a slip it in
for my
me.
Brain.
Can I have that
slip out? It out?
Any hole works.
Jesus.
Nobody liked that.
And nobody liked that.
So this mic is very low for me, but I'm gonna. I'm hoping
you're making
working.
It. You're making it work.
It's like cuddling you.
You're figuring it out. That's okay.
I'm your guest. I do the whole pod like this.
Yeah.
It's been good to start my projects. I'm really into creative work. Like,
really upset.
We have the girl from The Ring here.
Yeah.
She says she's working on some projects. She doesn't make that noise.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She doesn't?
She doesn't really make
a noise. So I watched The Ring once and I'll never watch it again.
Okay.
That's kind of me too.
Yeah.
But I watched all the scary movies, which, crazy, Scary Movie is coming back.
Yeah.
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 There you go.
I heard, my friend went to see it and she was like, it was what you'd expect.
Oh no.
Not great, but funny here and there and a blast. It's like, okay, great. That's that's the slot it's supposed to be.
I have too many legitimate scary movies I need to watch. I'm behind. I need to watch Obsession still.
Same.
I need to watch Hokum.
So I need to watch good.
Hokum too. I went to and saw Backrooms alone in theaters and that was really fun.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with Backrooms.
Yeah.
Like love that
show.
So
good.
Would anyone dye their hair a different color? Would anyone dye their hair a different color?
You said,
You just, are you just diving right
so
in?
So dyed is
now?
Like already happened, but you asked the question as present.
Would anyone dyed their hair a different color? No, because I re-upped my blonde, you see.
By the way, I saw that and I thought it was really good and I didn't say anything.
Are you letting him get away with that?
Thank you.
I did not slip it in.
I think that was just Tommy's brain.
I think that's true. Yeah. That is
I puked and shat for 2 days straight. Give me a break!
Yeah,
can you believe it?
Truly recovering.
Okay, right I actually now. Do have a list of colors for my hair that I want to dye.
Oh my God, incredible. Please.
Have you ever dyed your hair?
Never.
It would be crazy.
Virgin
if
hair.
If you had like platinum blonde hair, I don't know what.
So
that would be.
I really wanted to do platinum, but everyone has scared the shit out of me saying it completely ruins your hair.
Yes, but do it.
So I want to do it.
You gotta do it.
I want to do platinum, and I really want to do lavender.
Ooh,
like a pale purple.
That'd be really
cool.
Do
that first.
I think you still have to bleach it.
You're going to see what you look like blonde before you do the lavender anyway. So you can kind of make a decision on the day. I mean, your hair person's going to have to buy all the materials. So it's like, don't, you know what I mean?
I want to, I also would really love to do like a red.
Whoa. Red would be like a smoky red, not like a
like a Pippi Longstocking. Whoa, old reference.
It'd be really funny if you had bright purple hair, like lavender purple hair.
Like lavender. Like it almost looks like it's white, but it's not.
People would think you're online, but you're not.
Yeah, Mrs. Lib over here.
Who the fuck is that? Who's that?
No, that isn't anyone.
Mrs. I mean, Lib.
Like liberal.
So why is he laughing so hard?
I just think it's funny. That was funny.
Mrs. Lib is not on Google. I couldn't find her.
It's not a real person.
It's not a real person.
I'm just so online, but yeah. I don't know anything about anime or video games, but my hair is purple. But
people,
it's not bright purple.
No,
it's not Tinky
purple.
Winky. It's okay. Gorgeous lavender. It's
okay, gorgeous. Whoa, okay.
So that's kind of what I want. Yeah. I feel like that would look really sick.
I think it would.
Yeah.
I think it would look great. I really think it would look insane.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've gotten to see with red hair when you've done Team Rocket.
Yeah. And it does look good on you. It does compliment you.
Yeah, I liked that. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And
it's
that's
just,
like an intense
It's just tough when
red.
You're an actor, because then you're like auditions and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, well.
Yeah, that's why I redid my blonde.
Your blonde is very nice.
I took my headshots in blonde, and so I'm like, I guess I'm blonde now. I think, though, I would rather shave my head than be brunette again, though.
Really?
Yeah, just
I don't think brunette works for you, even though you were born with it.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Well, the blonde brings out your brown eyes.
Oh. Does it really?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think I need a tan to... I slipped it in.
Ah!
Which part?
You're so good at this!
Which part?
Shave my head before I go brunette.
I was like, damn, you're going to shave your head?
No.
I am too invested
in
this conversation.
Really, that conversation perfectly went there, though.
Well, I planted my seeds.
Get
and
your
I waited
seed.
For my crops to grow.
Get your seed out of our fat.
You guys have like, oh, I shaved my head and stuff. Like, no, meanwhile,
like,
mine's are like,
greatest.
I can play center. I can play center. I measured myself this morning.
Selena's right there.
I'd have to shave my head before I go back to being a brunette. That's hard.
It's not that hard.
But I believed it. And then I said something real, and you were like, oh, shit, ouch.
No.
But I meant it.
No, I mean, like, I look back and I do, like, genuinely back to reality. Back to reality. sorry. I'm doing okay.
I think you wanted it to be good.
Asterisk robot voice, back to reality, slip it in.
Because that's what Eminem says, right?
Back to reality. Yeah, that's from
yourself. Oh, yeah. You sound
I
just like
I could not stand his voice growing up.
Oh,
I love
Shady.
By
the way, I slipped it in a while back.
When?
It was a little unfair, but I still slipped it in. I said the phrase out loud, which is, I measured myself this morning.
I didn't hear it.
I was.
Oh, you used the
I was,
Selena.
I was like, Selena gave me pitches like this and this, and I just was honest.
So you cheated.
How was I going to say I measured myself this morning?
So what's crazy about
that? When I read that, I was like, what?
So you cheated.
Yeah, so you do the Tommy method. You got to lay some seeds first. Guys, how are penises feeling?
Yeah. And I would have said, I measured mine this morning.
How are penises doing?
And let me tell you, 10 inches and above.
What? What?
What are you thinking about? Yeah.
When again?
When again? Yes. Then again? Yes. Did you hear that?
Jesus.
That's so a 2000s music video where it's like, no, no, what? Did you hear that? Oh my God. Let's turn it back on. Beep, 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 beep. You knew what I said.
Yeah.
Songs used to... Okay, to
hey,
be fair,
okay?
Amanda, I hear what you're saying. Songs used to start with insane stuff.
Yeah, it was like...
It used to be like footsteps. To be like, what's going on? Woo, 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 woo! Let's hit it.
Let's hit it.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Ken!
Used to be like... Yeah. It's like, let's set the scene
Britney
for the
Spears did it all the time, where it's just like, and he threw that... You know, necklace out the ocean.
Yeah,
the ocean.
Wild Wild West starts with like a 2-minute conversation between
from the
him
movie
and,
Wild
him and
Wild
his,
West.
Son, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got one left, but I have no idea how
in the
world I would be able to get that in.
I have technically two left.
Oof.
Oof.
Oh, wait. I have.
That's rough.
Woof.
I have two left.
Yay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
So, woof.
Okay.
You guys should have gotten it out early, like me. I love to twerk.
No, you didn't even get
most
of
that.
I love
to twerk.
I got, wait, that's not even true. I literally slipped
who's
in like.
The lead, who's winning right
I
now?
Slipped in pretty
Amanda,
much all
she's
of
done.
Mine.
No. Who, wait. But we called her out on most of them.
No, you didn't. You did not call it out on, I would never let you babysit. You didn't call on, I love it when you do an impression. You didn't call on, we should get Vanessa Lachey on the show. You didn't call on, oops, I just farted and it was nasty, right?
Yes, we definitely did.
You shut your mouth.
Yes,
now.
We did.
We definitely.
You
we
shut,
definitely.
You, you're so corny.
No. And that one as well, actually.
No.
So you got three.
So I got three and you guys got two.
I'm going to work my way
you're
there.
You're so corny.
Can I talk, speaking of corny though, you know what's one of my favorite clips of like recent years?
Yeah.
Was when Michael B. Jordan's on the red carpet and this interviewer comes up like to interview him. And she's like, oh my gosh, Michael B. Jordan. He's like, yeah, we went to high school together. You called me corny. And she's just like, oh, ha, 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 ha. And he's truly just like, no, like, I'm not letting that slide. You bullied me in high school. Like, I'm not.
Wait.
It's awesome. Imagine making fun of someone in high school and they turn out to be Michael B. Jordan.
That sucks.
You're just like, fuck.
That's why you don't make fun of people in high school, people.
Because you never know who's going to become Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
He went to my college.
Is Michael B. Jordan is slipping in? Like,
no, I just want to talk about Michael
B.
Jordan.
Can be for me.
Whoa! 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 Wompy womp, wompy womp.
Beep, beep, beep. Ooh, you, beep. Should we turn beep. This back on? Beep, beep, beep. Yep. Michael B. Jordan.
Attention, Michael B. Jordan's on the UFO.
This is happening. And you like go right into it.
Hey, that's a real song.
Okay, I know.
I'm thinking I'm going to move
back
to
Florida. And that also starts with like a dance.
Okay, that's a slip it in because it was so sad.
What did you say?
I think I'm going to move back to Florida. It was so sad, and he thought he would do it under the radar. Even though I can't see your face, I can hear you.
What do you mean? Is there something in the way?
Wait, was that a slip it in?
Yeah.
Of course it is. Who would move?
It's like, guys, I'm going to bury myself alive after this. Everyone's like, oh,
big
okay.
Big fear of mine.
Big fear, too.
Big fear.
Yeah.
Although, part of me is like, I could kill Billet, but no, you can't.
No.
She's like,
eh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so she...
And then she climbs out of the
Doesn't
dirt.
Doesn't she do this?
Yes, she goes.
It's all. It's pretty entertaining though.
Oh, I love Kill Bill.
There's definitely like the toxic male deep within me, especially when I was younger, has this thought of like, if I'm put into a situation like that, I'll just go psycho mode and I'll break out of
I'll
whatever.
Use all of my power.
It's
that's
like the chosen. It's like the
me.
Chosen thing of like in those moments. It's like if I was buried alive, I would just be like, I would just use all of my strength and I would.
Yeah.
Bust open the earth.
That's a slip it in, 100%.
No, it's not.
Psycho mode?
Psycho mode? I've said psycho mode.
Bust through the earth?
I do
so
that
none of that
the
was
time.
A slip it in?
No.
Shane busts in the earth
okay,
all the time.
Okay, so I looked at you judgmental.
I bust out of the earth.
Yeah, he puts him in, lets the little guy out.
What little guy?
What? Well, how are penises doing today, guys?
Yeah. Don't worry, I measured.
How tall are you?
I measured yourself. I measured myself this morning.
10 inches.
When
around.
I read all of them, I was like, I measured myself this morning. Like, Selena, what's wrong with you? What's going on?
She thought it would be funny because you are short. Sorry.
You're out of your slipping ins. You're just saying that.
This is just me.
You're just saying that for real.
Sorry. I don't mean that you're short. You're actually a wonderful height, Shane.
No, it's okay.
People do it because they don't know what else to make fun of you about because there's nothing to make fun of you about. You're a brilliant, wonderful guy.
Yeah.
We gotta figure out how to cross your legs, but you're a great,
can't.
Great guy.
And then
really
you go, slipped it in.
Slipped it in.
No, I'm not. That. I'm not offended by it.
Okay.
I'm not. Just so you know.
Oh no, he's upset.
He is upset. He will not talk to me. We'll leave here, and he'll be like, "Good episode."
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just be like, "Great." You guys reading any good books lately?
Yes. What's going
That's
on?
That's a genuine
here?
Question that I want to ask. I've not talked about the books that I've read this year at all. I haven't
we
really
talk
haven't.
About
I haven't heard.
Do you do so me and reading. You do the same thing. I listen to an audiobook that's a completely different genre.
Yeah.
And I read usually romanticy, but I listen to a completely different genre book.
Interesting.
So I just finished The Lion Woman of Tehran. So good.
Whoa.
And I'm now on a new book that's called You Deserve to Know. And Dateline interviewed the writer because apparently this is a true story that she was involved in and she wrote the book based off the story, but she fictionalized it. Why are you laughing?
We're just because we're having a genuine conversation after all the silly shit that we've done.
What did you slip in?
I did not slip anything in.
He's planning on it.
That's what I'm listening to. I'm listening to You Deserve to Know.
Wow. That's
great. I just started.
I need a new book. And by new book, I mean I read one book.
For
and
once.
Tried to Right.
Yeah.
It was called My Year of Rest and Relaxation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
An atrocious book. I couldn't put it down. I could not put it down. It was so well written. I was like, I need to keep eating this.
Isn't it? It's funny, right? Is it funny?
It's quirky. I mean, it's not really funny. It's just like, you can't stop reading it. And then afterward, I was like, well, this was a miserable experience. I don't know. It was just like,
I think
it was
had
a
that
weird.
Spoiled.
I was like, I loved reading that book, and it was a miserable experience. And now it sits on top of my air conditioner because it has a light on it that shines all in the middle of the night, so the book needs to be on top of it so it doesn't shine so I can go to bed, and it's covered in dust. I tried reading, the book I tried reading after that, and this is how long ago this was, it just came out with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Project Hail Mary.
Project Hail Mary.
I love that book.
I opened the book, and there's a diagram of the ship, and I went, okay. Then you go
I
to the next
page. Like,
then, then you go to the next page, and it's like, woke up from my coma. Well, that just happened. it's like, gotta do math. Okay, this is crazy. I bet you're wondering how I got here. And I was like, I can't.
He's a teacher. Like, he's legitimately
the Chungus book.
I'm dying.
I think the cringy aspects of that character makes sense because he's like a teacher. He's
seeing it, a
grade school
on camera and him being like, I'm going to do a little dance as I leave. I'm like, okay, so this is where this all works and like equates. But when I'm reading it and people are like, this is the best sci-fi book I've ever seen.
It is.
And it's like, going. I can't.
Because I've read a lot of sci-fi, and sci-fi usually is so serious.
Yes.
Like, especially hard sci-fi. So reading a hard sci-fi that's kind of like quirky and silly.
No, I can see how that
I was
would
like,
be a breath.
What's crazy is the science when they get into it. So I've... to my understanding, is like very based in like hard science.
Yes.
And especially like, spoiler alert, but like when he starts talking to Rocky, in the book they really detail out how they figure out how to communicate. And it's so fun.
I've never seen it.
Okay,
whatever.
How dare you?
All right.
Although I love this review.
I know I'm wrong about this book.
No,
like,
it's okay.
Like, let me put that out there. I know I'm incorrect about my feelings.
No, you are, it's subjective.
I have so many walls and barriers to get into a book.
Of course.
It's a problem for me. It's got to be gripping. It's got to be well written. It can't chungus me out.
Books are
Did
subjective.
Did you listen to Famesick?
No.
Lena Dunham's book.
I really want to read a book right now. Okay. I'm good on audio.
He wants to read.
Can I pitch one that is... The one I'm reading, it's like an easy book to read, right? So if you're getting back it, like, I mean, like,
so
you know when you're like...
So there's this thing called the alphabet.
No. What I mean is, you know when you haven't been reading
Bible's
for a while?
The
like,
Bible's a good read.
To be motivated to... I've been finally reading the Bible lately. But you know, if you haven't been reading for a long time, and you need a book that's like, you're going to be motivated to read is more
right.
What I mean. That's what I mean. I'm reading this book called Dungeon Crawler Carl.
I was just going to say that you should read that book.
And
but what is it called?
Dungeon Crawler Carl.
I slipped it in. Of what?
I'm finally trying to read the Bible. You teed it up for me. That was
what?
Awesome. You teed that
you teed up
for
a slip
me.
It in?
You said, yeah, the Bible. I said, yeah, I'm finally trying to read the Bible. I was like, thank you. Thank you for that, Amanda.
Was this what you were trying to get to all along?
Yeah, I was talking about books so I could get to the Bible.
I helped you with the power of God.
Thank you. Yes, the power of God.
That is crazy, because you never talk about the Bible, and I bring up the Bible maybe once a year, because I have to pay him.
To pay him.
My firstborn son.
Ha!
That's
crazy.
But wow. No, it's a very fun, silly book.
I heard it's
Dungeon
good.
Crawler
it's,
Carl.
It is Hunger Games meets Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay. How chungus is it from one to chungus?
It's not it's not as chungus as Project.
Okay.
I don't know. I think chungus Tommy scale. Needs like, I think
it's
Tommy
definitely
needs
like comedic and like sometimes reading comedy books are tough because like the way that comedy translates on a page is so different than if you can like perform it. Mm.
Maybe he should read Yesteryear.
There's parts that make me laugh. There's also parts that I'm like, all right, like, cool. But like, I'm entertained by the story a lot. It's one of those books that you read and you're like, wow, people are allowed to write whatever they want.
Okay.
And it's just as wacky as it gets.
Okay. I do love a mystery, a psychological situation,
ooh,
too. So if anyone's got any of that.
Oh.
I could probably find a ton for you.
Yeah, I definitely have some.
I could
like,
probably.
Alice Feeney does a lot of really good mystery books. But, okay, there's a lot of mystery books out there that are like suburbia white woman mystery book. Or like, you know, the other type of mystery book.
Right. It's do you still have slip-ins?
I have one.
Okay. You guys know what I'm talking about.
I have one.
It's either suburbia
left.
Rich white woman,
right? It's
mystery
Desperate Housewives
or the others
or...
mystery.
Yeah, because there was like the God of the Woods that came out last year that was really popular, which is like a girl goes missing at a summer camp, and it's like a big like who.
Harley Coben does really good mystery evolved. Books.
Harvey Coben.
That's a you're out of slip it in, but that's
he's
not
like a
real.
Jersey, he's a Jersey.
Coben Hart or Harvey Coben.
Hardy Coben. Harvey Coben.
Harley Coben.
You know what? Tommy, you're done. What about yesteryear?
Don't know.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's talking about yesteryear.
It's like Trad Wife.
What is that?
Trad Wife okay. Time Machine. That's all you need to know.
Okay. I could probably.
But
mess
you
with
like
that.
Mystery. Do
like
you like
mystery,
suburbia?
Psychological. I'm iffy on suburbia.
Yeah, me too sometimes.
So, like, also, I'm open to things that are just good because I can just watch things, you know, watch.
Oh, actually, The book that I read this year that I think you would love because it's all short stories and it just follows a character each one is Rejection. It's this incredible Ooh. Book. It's
Is that book Roy was talking about?
Yeah. It's very good. Every chapter is like a different type of person that you know and it's so well done and it's like it is cringy to read because the characters are so fleshed out. That's a very genuinely funny book.
Okay.
I loved Rejection.
So you could have that.
I could have that. Or I do want like a gripping...
Yeah.
Like, basically it's like, I want to get back into reading books, and I need a book that I can't put down. Mm. And luckily, my Year of Rest and Relaxation was a book I could not put down. Unfortunately, it was a miserable book that ended. There was a final page that was like, and also, and I'm like, come on.
Well, the good
Don't
news is when this episode's out, I bet you, if you look at the comments of this video.
Oh, yes, exactly.
There were plenty. Our fan base
gripping.
Reads.
I read one a bit ago that was called In the Woods by Harlan Coben. I thought that was a really good mystery.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't read a ton. Mystery's probably the one that I'm lacking on the most.
Mystery thrillers are like my absolute.
Me too.
My absolute favorite. There was, okay, My Husband's Wife I just listened to.
Okay,
it sounds
that's you.
So white
and she's
suburbia.
Lovely. And,
I can't
you know.
Stand it. But I loved, I thought that book was really, really good. Also, Alice Feeney.
Okay.
But
okay.
Again, it's like this suburbia white woman is really tough. I'm struggling with it. And a lot of people are writing it. But let me tell you, those stories are messed and thrillery.
Okay.
So it might be good.
All right. I'll look into
let
these.
Let me think of it more because I love thriller
books.
Yeah.
I'll look into these. And yeah, let me know in the comments if you have like a cool mystery, thriller, psychological.
Yep.
Like the animes that I like are all these... You know, horror anime. I could also do horror.
I love horror.
You want to do a horror book?
I love horror.
I'd love to read a horror.
Want to do horror books?
She's all just like furry.
I love horror books. I've read a lot. Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love horror books. I was going to pitch if you wanted to read Strange Pictures or Strange. There's a really cool Japanese author who is doing this very new type of writing, like novel, where it's like a lot of imagery with writing. And it's really, really entertaining because it's like basically Strange Buildings. I love the like start of it. I didn't know, listen, I love where it went, but it was like about, he's writing about how a friend of his was looking at a new apartment and he sends him the blueprint of the layout of the apartment. He's like, isn't there something weird about this? And you then turn a page and there's just this blueprint of this apartment.
A diagram in
a
book?
A diagram. But he's like, he's like, did you know? And like, it's kind of like interactive because he's like, tell me, do you notice anything strange about this? And you're looking at it, it's like, I don't notice anything strange. But then it's like, no, do you notice like this doorway doesn't lead to like the right thing? And all
okay,
this
I'm kind
of And you
that.
Start to build
like
out
that.
Of like, what's
kinda
going
that.
On? And that's how he does all of his books is like,
this is your next
so
let
Strange
me,
Pictures. I like
is.
Strange Pictures more because it's like, here's an image. He's like, do you notice anything strange about this image? And then it like keeps going and like.
Does it build to anything?
Yes. Strange Pictures, I liked where the story went more. But Strange Buildings, I think, is the more famous one. But
do
they
strange
both
pictures.
Go crazy.
Okay,
I could lend them to you.
Okay.
Oh wait, did I drop them? No, I still have them at home. I could lend them to you.
Okay. Oh my God, he's gonna lend you a book.
Yeah.
Wow.
You, thank I'm gonna you. Lend you a book.
When That'd you lend great. Someone a book, do you expect it back like promptly, or are you
no,
like I'm letting
promptly.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your book rules? How much can
this
I?
This is very good.
Crinkle it.
I
book
don't
rules.
Really genuinely
dog ear. Can you dog ear or not?
I don't think I would care if you dog ear. I don't necessarily like to break the backs of them.
I don't like to do that even. When
I
I'm
love
not, even when they're
my
books.
To, here's the thing: I want to be better about writing notes in books. I want to be better about writing things out because sometimes I read a book and then I don't remember much. And when I'm looking back, I'm like, and so I think it's good, like more not necessarily to look back and read, but like as to like really ingest it.
Really?
All right.
I think that's, I strive to do that more. The problem is once I like get halfway through a book and I'm like, oh, I should do that. I'm like, I'm already halfway. I need to commit to that.
See, yeah. I like to break the binding of the book because I want it flipped.
You want it messed
that
up.
That it's like one.
Right.
I want my book kind of fucked up.
You're like a pizza.
I don't mind it dog-eared. Like, yeah. Boom.
I don't care what people do with their books. I think there's a charm to really lived in, messed up books.
I like it. And I like giving books. I like letting people borrow books.
Oh,
and I usually don't need them back.
I dropped off.
Oh.
Almost all the books I read last year, I dropped off in a box yesterday or a few days ago, and they're all gone. Everybody, luckily, so many people here read that I can always just.
Shocking.
And now you'll be one of them.
And now you will join them.
I will say reading has saved me in a lot of ways. I really started aggressively reading when I got pregnant, and it's such an incredible thing. I think as a kid, you're like forced to do summer reading of books that you don't want to do. I really hated it because it wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah. No, I'm addicted to it now.
They force you to do it. And some books are really good, but like Where the Red Fern Grows, that will remain in me. And it's the saddest book I've ever read to this day.
Yeah.
Can you help me out here?
Well, this would be great.
Thank you.
And I mean,
Do you want it back?
Yes.
And I'll teach Cole how to read.
Oh my God, I would love that.
That's a slip in.
That's a slip it in.
It's not a slip it in.
Okay, but what's coming is a slip it in. Because he only has 5 minutes.
You can't do that.
Sorry. I'm very, very excited about Cole reading. I cannot wait.
Oh, dude.
I want to do like Lord of the Rings series. So that's too scary. That's
Lord of the Rings is probably a little advanced.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
Like it's boring.
No, for sure.
Not like it's genuinely probably boring.
No, of course, yeah. I won't do it.
Yeah, you're fine. There's tons of great books for him to read, though. Eventually,
I might get a little list from you.
Oh, absolutely, I would, because I my nieces and nephew, I've bought a lot of books for.
Okay,
a lot of books, a lot of mangas. Mangas are great too because they're a little bit easier.
Oh, I should do that then.
I have books I can give.
Really?
Yeah, I have some books.
What kind of books? Like baby books or like a little bit older? Because we got a lot of baby books
for the age that he's growing into.
Okay, perfect. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because half our books are
1-year-old books.
Half our books are in Russian.
Guys, sometimes a book has like
he's reading Leo Tolstoy and Dostoevsky.
Not yet.
Is he reading Little?
No, he's reading like a book with a cat has
just
like
Crime and Punishment for little babies.
Pride and Prejudice.
That's not Russian.
That's not Russian.
No.
That's not Russian.
Different. That's Jane Austen.
That's not Russian.
I know.
It's not Russian.
No.
Did you do it yet? Can't,
I love my 18th century literature, so you don't slide that past me.
Okay, that's a slip it in.
It's not a slip it in.
See, that's now I'm just on alert.
Yeah, you guys.
Okay,
just,
we're gonna
everything
move on.
I say.
Alert.
Hey.
Everything I say.
I really do want to hear. I do want to hear in the comments like your guys' favorite thriller book right now.
Yes.
Your favorite romanticy.
Mm-hmm.
And your favorite like what book?
That's what I'm interested in all of them, but the romanticy part.
That's fine. You don't need romanticy.
Yeah, you don't need that.
I mean, you could have it.
I could have
it. I will say, I'm still waiting to read this book, but two of my friends said it's the saddest book they've ever read, but it's so good. A Little Life.
Yeah, I've heard it's really, really sad.
That's what everyone keeps saying, but isn't that weird that I kind of want to read it?
Yeah, it's probably really well
written. So I can sob?
Sometimes you need a little vehicle to sob.
Yep,
sometimes you need some cry. Yeah, it's tough when there's a book that people are like, this book is amazing. It is depressing
as hell.
And you look at it, 600 pages, and you're just like,
well, why?
For a month.
Well, why?
Yeah. Anyways, can I teach Cole how to do a Boston accent?
You know what? Sure.
Yeah, that sounds great, Shane.
Thanks.
Can you give me an example of your best Boston accent that you would teach Cole?
Man, Cole, this Diablo 2 is wicked high.
Whoa! Where are you from?
I'm from Boston.
That's like,
yeah, hey. I'm from Boston. It takes me a second to rev
there
up.
You go, there you go. There
yeah,
you go.
Now I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little
now
bit less.
With us, yeah.
It's not so yeah.
Yeah, I'm yeah.
It's more like yeah.
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 Boston Yard.
Nobody says
Boston
that.
Boston Yard.
Nobody says
Harvard.
That.
I got a yard.
I'm going to Harvard.
So if you want to be
Harvard
fucking,
yard.
If you want to fucking do it, you have to be like wicked smart talking about it. So you got to be like chill about it. You got to kind of keep it like rolling off of your tongue.
Okay.
But no one ever says Boston Yard.
Well, the really Boston people do. They say Harvard Yard.
Have it.
I messed
have
up.
It.
Have it. Have it.
So you guys were giving me that, right? You knew I
giving you what?
What? What?
Okay, so who won slip it in? So what was the exact slip it in?
Well, what
I think I got.
Let me teach
three.
Cole,
no, I only got Boston. Two.
I only people. Got. Let's see.
I got three past people.
I got, did I get? I think I'm done making music. No, or did?
No.
No, I didn't. They called me out. I want to move out to Florida. Did not make it through.
Definitely not.
I deleted one of them because I was like, I got it.
Can I be Cole's godfather?
Got that in.
You got that.
Yeah.
And I got said, reality show, not. And I got shave my head. So I got three.
You got three.
So I got three.
I got I'm the greatest of all time.
Yep.
I did not get can I teach Cole how to do a Boston accent. Did I get I measured myself this morning?
Yeah.
I got that. I got I'm trying to finally read the Bible. And I got I could play center. I got four.
The Bible one I helped you with, so I also get four.
No.
And we did let you have the Boston one, but you did win.
No, I didn't count that one.
No, he didn't count that one.
Okay, then you won.
I got four.
Oh my God, you won.
Did I won?
Bring out the cake with the stripper in it. She's in here.
She's like,
we chop it open. She's just dead.
Yeah.
Tommy, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for playing. And also, if you have not seen Promline, get your ass right now.
Well,
in your seat to click on Promline.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't care if you're on your commute to work.
No.
Get
watch it.
Get your ass. Pull over.
Glue your eyes on it.
You happen to see.
Anyways, Promline was so good. Congratulations on Promline.
Thank you. And on to the next.
I'm so glad you're feeling better.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for watching. Give those book recs in the comments.
Yes, please.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.